Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey there, guys. Welcome to the Foreshore Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Eric here, as always, with the best.
Hello, hello. It's Sierra.
It's Tyler.
What's up, y'all? It's Vanessa.
Good.
Gosh.
A-tee-hee.
What was that?
Okay, it's a little too early for that, Tyler.
Again.
Yes.
Tyler makes weird noises.
The monitoring's a little weird.
I can hear myself.
We're always just trying new things, you know.
Yeah. Making it fun.
That's better.
Uh-huh.
Making it unpredictable.
As per usual with the beginning of our podcast, I feel like they're always just so chaotic.
They're always different. It's like we don't know how to start anything.
They're chaotic.
Hold on. I mean, we have an intro, so at least that's the same.
That's true. I guess there's a little bit of similarities going on.
And then there's just some weirdness at the beginning.
Yeah. I mean, that's bound to happen, though. I mean, it's us.
Yeah, we are kind of weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
I really hope no one heard that.
Yeah,
that would make me cry. I don't think so.
I just turned the lights on. Does it seem like they changed them?
No. So the top row of lights is a different bulb than the bottom row.
But we normally have
both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it seems different. The lighting seems different in here, doesn't it?
No, I promise.
I don't think so.
It seems brighter.
No.
Oh my gosh. Alrighty. Well, just me then.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yep. Well. So how you guys been?
Hanging out, you know.
We've seen each other so much this week.
Mm-hmm. Facts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've seen each other a lot.
Yeah. Which is good. Because me and Tyler went to boxing with Eric on Thursday night.
Yep.
So
it'd be fun, he said.
He was like, it's gonna be fun, you guys. It's gonna be fun. And so me and Tyler get there and we're gonna tell you it from our perspective. Okay, mm-hmm. Eric?
And then I'll tell it from my perspective, which is real.
No.
Ours is real for us.
Okay, so we walk in.
Relative.
First of all, we're in the car and we're like kind of freaking out. We were like,
I'm gonna die.
Kind of nervous. And then,
I'm gonna get punched
in
the face.
Yeah, but what did you say? You said you're James Charles.
Oh yeah, I was channeling my inner James Charles. That's what I felt like.
Which
going into this.
Okay. Anyways, which was funny because I was like, well, in the last podcast I said I would beat James Charles up. So
yeah, so this is funny.
So we walk in and Eric's jump roping and he looks so professional and immediately
we're just like
immediately Tyler and I were like
we don't belong, we don't belong, we don't belong.
We don't belong here. Everyone oh my gosh, I just choked. Okay. Anyways.
You done?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Anyways, we walked in and we immediately thought that we didn't belong here and everyone looked at us and we were like,
oh my gosh. And there were kids like wrestling and we were like, what are we getting ourselves into?
So then Eric comes and greets us and it was like really nice and I was like, okay, I'm scared. I need to go to the bathroom before this all starts because I don't want to go to the bathroom during it. And so I went to the bathroom, come back out, and then Eric's teaching us how to wrap our hands.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What's it called? Literally just wrapping your hands with what? What is that thing that we use?
A wrap.
Hand wraps?
Oh. Okay. Anyways, we used hand wraps and wrapped our hands, which took like so long, and everyone was watching us.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, I'm doing it backwards. I had to undo it.
So we did that, and then class started, and the coach looked like he could hurt me with a look.
Yeah.
Which
Oscar is the coolest guy.
No, but, he was awesome.
I very much appreciated him,
but I was scared.
Very scared.
Oh, yeah. So the first time I met Oscar was at Platinum Fitness before they closed the North location. And he's known the owner of the gym, Joe, for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And he would only come in occasionally at the very end of a class to hit the bag. And he would just kind of strut in. And every time I was like, I'm just going to leave because I'm in this guy's space and I don't want to be
in his space. When you pointed him out before the class started, me and Tyler looked at him, looked at the amount of weight he was benching,
mm-hmm.
and I was like,
it was two of me.
He was benching.
I was me on each side of that.
No, it was definitely barbell. More. It was barbell. Even more of you.
No, it
Sierra, you had to see this.
I want to say he was benching over 300.
Yeah.
His opening weight is like two plates per side. Yeah, like his opening weight is like over 200 pounds.
And he was just benching, and he made it look easy. So then we started class, and to be honest, I don't know what I expected, but what I did expect is that you were going to do the class with us.
I know! I was like, he's not even over here doing the knee-high jumps with us.
And me and Tyler were suffering. And we looked over at Eric, and he's like,
pow, pow, yeah, pow, pow, pow.
And he looks at us, and he's like smiling, and me and Tyler are like, I'm going to kill you.
Okay, so here's the thing, right? So, like, if you guys had been there for the amount of time that I had already been there, like, it's not like my workout was any easier. It was technically more difficult.
Listen, when you said come to boxing with me, I thought you were going to be teaching the class or doing the class with me and Tyler.
I would have only been able to do it with one of you at a time.
Still, I was very scared.
I was there the whole time. I was like 5 feet away.
I know. Honestly, it was kind of funny to like look over at you, and me and Tyler are seriously dying and like trying to keep moving.
And he
moving.
Is like, pow, pow.
Yeah. Pow. But what was the best is like, we kept going, and like I really thought I was gonna die. I used parts of my body that I didn't know existed, and I will say that I need someone like Oscar to follow me around every day and be like, "Do better," because I was so scared to like not even try.
Yeah,
he
was really motivational.
It was really fun, but
well, the cool thing about Oscar too is that he's motivational, obviously, just by his looks because he's an intimidating looking person,
100%.
But he's also motivational in almost an inspiring way because he doesn't push you any more than he needs to, right? He only pushes you as much as he knows that you can really take at that given moment, and he can tell.
Yeah, but I think me and Tyler kind of held our own, like for not ever doing anything like that.
Yeah, I thought we did pretty good.
I think we did pretty dang well.
I was very sore the next 3 days, which means that I really worked hard.
I was not as sore as I thought I would be, but I was definitely sore in places that, like, I had never really worked out before.
Well,
like,
that was the same for me. I was sore. More sore than I thought. I was more sore than I thought I was going to be. I didn't think that I would be that sore afterwards. Because they were different exercises.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. It's a total body workout. It's cardio and body weight exercises.
Listen, let's go again. And Sierra, you're coming with.
I wanted to go. I was just in Phoenix, so I was
you're
not
coming
there.
With.
I'll hop in on the class this time.
Thank amazing. God. Yeah. You can be partners with Sierra. Me and Tyler know what we're doing now.
Ah,
so
sure.
One,
sure.
Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
But how was Phoenix, Sierra?
It was Phoenix. Yeah, just kind of hung out.
Yeah. But you've been studying for your MCAT.
Yeah. Life's been pretty boring lately. Lots of science. But I finished. I finished all of my chapters. I'm very excited about it.
You heard it here, people. Science is boring.
Listen.
I don't think so.
I screwed myself over because I left my least favorite sciences towards the end.
Oh.
So I had 3 chapters a day of either general chemistry or physics. And it was so hard to motivate myself to do it because I just did not want to do it. And I knew I was going to, like, those are the subjects that I'm like, no matter how much I study, not gonna understand completely, so. But I should have, like, split it up with, like, bio or something more interesting that I actually want to learn about, but.
You're almost done. It makes you feel better.
I know, and I actually registered for my, like, MCAT date, too, so that's really stressful.
Do you know that my major is a bachelor's of science?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm getting a science degree.
It's a social science.
Right, because I'm not just studying finance. I'm studying personal and family finance.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, it's more interesting because I don't want to know about corporate finance. Like, that's boring. Yeah, but when you learn about how to help people, like, that's cool.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Anyone else have anything eventful this week?
I got the new iPhone today.
Oh, it is. I was waiting for it.
Now, commercial break where Tyler just
and it's been
wants
like
to
Problem
be
City.
By
He's
Apple.
Been like locked on his iPhone and not getting messages.
You know,
and
I wanted to do the thing where you pre-order it and you get it like the first weekend, and so like, because I've never done that before, so I did. But now it's like the first model and it has all the bugs and I can't get text messages. So
that's really helpful.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, that I paid $1,100 for this and I can't text.
which is like one of the simple tasks that
yeah,
a phone is
you know,
supposed to do.
Maybe it could do that. Maybe the 12th model could text. I don't know.
Maybe.
Nope. They said, nope.
It's not even text, it's receive text. And yeah. Somehow that's worse.
I know. I should have heard my mother call me. She goes, hello? And I was like, hello? And she's like, been trying to text you. And I was like, oh. She's like, yeah.
You're like, well. Yep.
I think it's funny, when I pulled up here, I was waiting in my car for you guys. And I thought you guys were going to be here. I knew Eric wasn't here yet. But I pulled up and no one was here. And I just like kind of like put my driver's seat all the way back and watch TikToks. And then you guys pull in. And you were so excited. And then I get out of the car and Sierra was like, you should have seen when I went into Subway. And Tyler was like, yeah, I didn't have a phone. So I just kind of sat there.
Just kind of looked out the window because the phone was just still in the box. And I didn't have my old phone because I traded it in. So I was just sitting there while Sierra was getting her sandwich just like.
I walk out
around.
With my sandwich and I just see him like staring out the window and I open the window and like Frosty the Snowman is playing. I was like, he's such a kid that like got his phone taken away and doesn't know what to do with himself. Like,
Mom left me in my car seat, locked
yeah,
the doors,
just, like, sitting, looking
opened
the
windows.
Cracked the window. That's funny. Well, now that Tyler got to share his good news. That's what we've been waiting for. That's what he's been waiting for.
I know.
I'm going to tell him I got the new iPhone.
It's so pretty.
It is pretty.
It is really pretty. And somehow it's lighter than my phone, which doesn't make much sense.
It's because of what it's made of, I think.
Are they not made of the same thing?
I don't know.
Which
phone do you have?
The XR.
I think, what one's your, is the yours one of the colored ones? Mm-hmm. Didn't they make that out of like ceramic?
I don't know.
This is ceramic. The sides are ceramic. I think the front is also like a ceramic.
Well, glass. That's a proprietary glass.
I don't even know what that is.
All I can
I
say
is
it's
is
made
either.
Out of yellow.
Mine's
I will
black.
Say that there was a time in which they were like, phones seem to be so light, and I don't think that's an issue nowadays. No one's really like, oh, I need, like, oh, that weighs a couple milligrams more.
I don't think so either.
I mean, I remember when I had my iTouch and that thing was so light. Like,
yeah, and
they
were like, oh my gosh, look how light it is. It's so cool.
It was like aerodynamic. Now,
I don't think you could care less. Like,
I think some people do. It depends on how much they work with their phone. Mm. Like, if they do a lot of stuff with their phone, it might make a little bit of a difference. Because like technically the iPhone 12 is lighter than the 12 Pro.
Oh.
So.
Huh.
I mean, that makes sense. There's one less camera.
Well, one's a
little. Did you get the Pro?
Mm-hmm. I got the top of
the
line.
He got
the
Pro Max, literally the most expensive phone Apple makes.
Well, yeah. I did see that there are differences. The camera is better on the Max.
Do you watch Marquise Brownlee? Shout out Marquise Brownlee, MKBHD on YouTube. He's awesome.
Anything.
So he does reviews on like tech stuff, iPhones and all sorts of things. And he did a review on the iPhone 12 Pro and Pro Max. And he was expecting a difference in the camera. And his opinion was that there really wasn't one.
Well, it has to do with the zoom. That's where the difference
lies. It's like 0.5, though. It's not a lot.
Mine doesn't
it says
zoom.
It's a whole one. The 12 Pro is 4 times, and this one's 5 times.
I have no idea.
I really don't think it makes a big difference.
I don't know. I just know I would be disappointed in myself if I didn't go big or go home. So.
Here's my thing with the phone. Is I'm not one of those people that needs the newest everything. I literally had one of the oldest computers for a very long time, and I just used it until it died because I loved it so much. So, like, if something happens to it, I'm going to be really sad because they took away the colors, and I love my yellow phone.
Well,
like,
they just took away the yellow color.
What do you mean?
They still have
the colors.
They
still have colored phones. The iPhone 11 comes in multiple colors.
Oh.
I like the black.
It comes in, like, blue, green, white,
purple.
Black,
they
purple.
Really
red.
Full scent and just... did the opposite end of the spectrum. Like, I'd even be like, okay, I'll do a coral instead of yellow. But no, they just went to the cool side of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. No more warm colors, I guess. But
no, they went for like a pastel kind of thing.
But is it, my yellow is kind of pastel.
It is kind of.
It is.
Not bright.
But it's not pastel enough.
Yeah.
I'm going to write
it's
a letter.
It's not muted enough.
I'm
going to
write a letter.
I'm going to write a letter. I want the yellow phone back.
Muted colors are the new thing.
I mean, like.
I think the way they see it is that if, like, why would they make a yellow one when they have the gold one? That could be the justification.
Well, but the gold's only on the Pro.
Well, exactly. Then you have to, if you want yellow, then you have to get gold and you have to get the Pro. I bet you it is because it's Apple.
Well, no, because they had the, I guess it was rose gold. 11 Pro.
Listen, gold, right? I have a bone to pick with Apple about their gold. I am looking at my computer right now, and when they sold it to me, they said it was gold. I wanted a rose gold computer. I think rose gold's super cute. Like, it's my favorite. So I was like, I want to get a rose gold computer. And then the rose gold, they don't sell it anymore. Now it's just gold or silver. So I was like, well, I guess I'm going to get gold. Look at this computer right now and tell me it's not rose gold. This computer is pink.
I thought your computer was rose gold.
It's gold, allegedly, from Apple. But it's literally pink. Like, there's
what?
Same with my iPad. My iPad is gold, but it's rose gold.
We
it's
did test
pink.
This because I took my old, when I had the 7 Plus, I still have it. It's because it's broken. And that was the actual gold one. It's nowhere
this
near
is
that
pink.
Color.
Like, if you are trying to get a gold computer, it will not be gold. It is rose gold.
I literally thought you got the rose gold computer.
Exactly.
I would have no idea that you were like, this is actually gold.
Literally, I ordered it, clicked the color gold, and it's pink. Like, I don't understand. I guess I'm not too mad because I wanted
you
a rose
wanted
gold
rose
computer.
Gold, yeah.
So I
but
got
if
it.
Someone's like, I want the gold, and they were sent the rose gold computer.
They're
going to
be mad.
Like, wait, what?
Yeah.
That's not what I ordered.
So.
Personally, I like the space gray colors, the black. The black and the space gray.
Yeah, I like the space gray. But I got the Pacific blue.
Yeah, Pacific blue.
It is pretty.
It is really nice. It's
I think
really
that's
nice
a cooler
color
than when they came out with that.
The green
that
one.
Green. I did like mm-hmm. the green, though.
Is
I thought the
is
green
it like
was
the
nice.
Well, the
green,
green was good for like
no, it was,
no,
it was
really
like a
military.
Dark military.
I like
yeah.
that.
It was very
Ooh,
military
I feel like
green.
I
would
be cute.
It was a cool color. I really liked it, but I really do like the Pacific blue.
Mm-hmm. I get like a clear phone case with like lemons on it with a green background.
All of my Apple products match now. I got the blue Apple Watch Series 6. I got the blue iPhone. I have my dark space gray MacBook Pro 16-inch, but it has a navy blue case on the back, so
and
I'm complete, basically.
He even has the blue microphone, so he's just rounding
I have
out
the blue
today.
Oh, yeah, and my iPad case is also blue.
Oh, my God.
He's a blue boy.
You are something else.
Well, we blue dots on
a
my
blue
shirt.
Christmas.
That's true.
Blue huh? Christmas.
Huh? Blue Christmas. Okay, the radio stations are starting to play Christmas music.
Know,
and some
so
people
good.
Hate it, but I love it. It makes my heart so
I
happy.
Know, man.
I knew
no,
Eric would be a type of person
especially after
who doesn't like
this
music.
Year. Like
no,
I put up my Christmas decorations 2 weeks ago.
Okay. We're not going to fight about this because
I can just sense your vibe that you're going to be one of those people that's like, wait till after Thanksgiving.
I used to be like
Am
that.
Am I wrong? Are
you
going to
sit there
well,
and tell me that I'm wrong?
No.
The Wicked Witch of the East,
For
bro.
Every year, I was the same way. I would not put up the Christmas tree or any Christmas decorations until after Thanksgiving. But after this year, I needed a Christmas
no,
tree.
No, see, here's the thing.
In November.
Said,
if,
screw it.
If they started doing Christmas music, Christmas decorations in November and not freaking August.
Yeah.
I would be totally fine with Christmas music being 2 months in advance.
Yeah.
But this whole like 5-6 months in advance thing, I'm like, come on, guys.
It's because everyone's waiting for next year, so they're just
yeah.
like, just move it along.
Listen.
Well, yeah.
That's not how that works.
Exactly.
But
like we were at when Tyler and I were in Palm Springs, we were at my mom's house over Halloween, so we were going to the dollar store to get like little decorations and stuff and like last minute things. They already had Easter decorations out.
What?
Jeez.
It was October
what?
31st,
That's
and there
ridiculous.
Were Easter decorations.
Wow, everyone's really saying, let's go to next year. Festival
yeah,
early.
Let's hurry it up here.
Honestly. I
like as if the magical thing is that we get past December 31st and get
so.
To January 1st, and then all of a sudden the world will go back to normal? No.
Well,
it's not going to happen.
Yeah, the Dr. Fauci guy said today that he thinks that it'll go back to normal starting in like the second or third quarter of 2021. So there's some it all depends on if the vaccine comes
What is
out.
What is normal at this point?
Not
like
wearing
not wearing
public.
A mask.
Like what is normal?
Not wearing a mask and not having to be 6 feet apart.
So sick of it.
I want to go back to normal life.
Yeah.
I really do. This it's like so sad. I mean this is gonna stir the pot a little bit for my family. Sorry. I'm so upset that I haven't been able to see, like, my extended family. And it's so sad to me that we can't even spend Thanksgiving together because some people want to and some people don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, like, y'all have been locked in your house for a while. And my family has been going out doing our thing. And we go to my grandparents' house every Sunday for dinner and lunch and whatnot. And so it's like, okay, so are we just, like, going to forget about each other now? like we're not even going to be able to see one another. It's just ridiculous, and that's not normal, and I'm so sick of it. So sorry, family, I just threw y'all under the bus.
Oh yikes. God.
But it's true, but not even like family, like friends too. I'm like, okay, let's move a little faster now. Just put a mask on, fine, if that's what you need to do. But like, can we not go back to normal life?
All I'm saying is that I have been working at Sam's Club with crowds of people from the very beginning, and I've been fine.
I work at a school, yeah, with people now, and it's just, honestly, it's like, come on.
I've been thinking a lot, actually, about, because everyone's been complaining about all the issues that have arisen from this whole COVID pandemic thing. And I obviously there are issues, right? I mean, there are things that have changed and things that are new and unforeseen and unexpected. But to be honest, I think the biggest problems have actually arisen from them just being brought to light, right? Mm-hmm. I think that a lot of the issues were pre-existing.
Yes.
And what COVID did was just sort of let it all bubble to the top.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Like, there's a lot of parts of life that I'm going to miss, like, if they never come back. Like, Sweet Tomatoes closing is probably the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
But anyways. That is terrible.
There are certain things that are probably going to be changed, if not permanently, but for quite a while, that yeah. I'm kind of happy about.
Like what?
Okay, so my first is, if I go to a movie theater, I don't want to sit next to someone I don't know. And True. They're not going to allow that anymore. If I go on a plane, I do not want to sit next to someone that I don't know, and they don't allow that anymore. You have to have, like, when I've been on planes, it's you have to have the middle seat open unless you're, like, traveling in a group of three. Then the three of you can sit in one row. So, like, I've always gone to the back of the plane, and I have my own, like, the whole row to myself. Like, I live for that.
You like the back of the plane?
Huh?
You like the back of the plane?
No, I only like the back of the plane now because I get the row to myself. If I do in the front, then I'm going to have a middle seat and then someone random next to me.
I was like, wait a second.
No, I do not
like
the back
of
the
plane. That is not my choice, but we've already discussed why.
This is what I'm saying. And like those conventions where people, like a stranger will like have to scoot past you and like touch you on your back and be like, ooh, excuse me, I hate that. Like, don't touch me. So I live for the fact that I have an excuse to tell people not to touch me.
I'm trying to think of what I could be okay with. And genuinely, can't think of anything.
But like, yeah, not sitting next to either. Someone, like right next to them in a movie theater. Like,
I mean,
it's always nice to have your own space. But the
right.
the fact is, that's eventually once the pandemic goes away, that's going to go back to normal.
Well, my dad was saying that they think Harkins is going to go out of business.
A lot of places.
Well, that's
COVID just put the cherry on top for that because they were already on the bridge of
See, that's crazy to me, though, because Harkins was easily my favorite theater.
Same. I would never go to any other theater.
But, like, I will...
I don't know how AMC and Century managed to stick around because Harkins was, like, the employees were super nice.
True, yeah.
Their stuff was way more reasonably priced. Everything was more reasonably priced.
It's still expensive.
Well, movie theaters were.
Well, yeah, movie theaters were expensive, and they still are.
It was like a meme.
Yeah, but, I mean, in comparison to AMC or Century, Harkins was easily better.
It's just really sad to me. Like, I am someone who does like to focus on the positive, and I like to help people focus on the positive, but I don't see a lot of positives in this situation, and don't like it. People's businesses are going out of business.
Mm-hmm.
People have been stuck in their homes with their family, and you don't know what goes on in everyone's home.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, there's no escape. Like, there are people who are so depressed, and they're stuck at home, and they don't have an escape, and that's scary. Like, marriages and stuff like that have gone through some seriously rough waters. Any relationships in general, like, it's just, I think it's sad.
Well, and again, I think that shows in most respects that it wasn't so much that COVID brought with it a laundry list of issues. It just brought a lot of issues to light. And I've been saying this about a lot of different aspects. Some of the volunteer work that I do and some of the people that I work with, how certain people just sort of vanished and don't really stick around anymore. And they've got their own thing to do. To me, it wasn't that COVID became a problem. It's that it just allowed them to sort of slip away. And it's the same thing with relationships, where a relationship might have started on like seemingly good terms,
right,
but then through the stretch of the pandemic, however long it was before or during, it just brings issues to light that people don't really know how to deal with.
No, that's I don't know, for me it's just like a lot of these problems have been brought to light. But also, you know, like, you know that saying where, like, oh, like, you'll see who the real ones are?
It's true.
100% true. Like, the friends and whatnot who, you know, before all of this happened, who, like, especially in the height of when all of this, like, started to go down, the friends who would reach out to one another and the ones who didn't. And I'm like, oh, okay, good to know. I guess, okay, you know what? I guess that's the positive, is, like, I do know who the real ones are now.
Wait, I mean, I kind of had the opposite experience, which is funny.
What do you mean?
Like, I feel like I've connected more with people that I didn't talk to now. Like, oh. I have, like, because I've been at home and I'm a very, very social person, I need to reach out to people. I take that time instead of being like, oh, I'm just going to text the same people that I always talk to. I'm like checking in on people that I haven't talked to in a while and like reconnecting with like people from high school that were like really great influences on me and stuff like that. And it's okay. Actually worked out for the better in that respect.
I get that. I did that too. I reached out and checked in on people, but mm-hmm. I mean like it was like nothing was reciprocated from certain people. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
true.
Like it wasn't that they just disappeared. It was like I would still check mm-hmm. on people, but then I didn't get a response from some people, or it was just like, oh, I'm too busy. And I'm like, you literally are at home on your computer.
Well, and everyone's going to have different responses, you know what I mean? And reactions, exactly. Right? And everyone's situation is going to be different based on the person kinds of friend groups that they had.
Yeah, each person is different. I'm not saying that some of the people who I checked in on didn't.
Yeah, exactly. Like everybody's situation would have been different. Like for me personally, my friend group, quote unquote, or groups were very much centralized around work. Because uh-huh. that's where I spend the vast majority of my time. So I didn't have a whole bunch of hobby groups and, mm-hmm. and places to hang out or people that I knew from those things, with maybe the exception of the gym. But I wouldn't call those like friend groups because we don't really spend a whole lot of time
right.
outside of those particular activities. So when COVID hit, it was sort of like when everyone was isolated, I was legit. Isolated
yeah.
because it wasn't like I had four or five different groups to try and pick and pull and choose from. There was basically no one.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I feel like it's hard because a lot of the people, I feel like I kind of took it from at first, I was like really stressed that I wasn't going to see people. Cause of course when the pandemic hit, like I was in the middle of what I would probably still say is like one of the best years of my life, like hands down, like sophomore year of college was amazing. But I feel like I kind of took that as an opportunity of, like, you know when you're going into, like, freshman year of something and, like, you don't really know a lot of people or talk to a lot of people and everybody's kind of in that space, so you just kind of talk to everyone. I took it as...
We talked about this during the height of the pandemic. You
yeah.
and I did. Yeah.
Yeah, we did. And I was like, I kind of took it as everybody's in the same place where they don't really have very many people to talk to or see right mm-hmm. now, so I'm going to reach out to literally everybody.
That's how we got closer.
Exactly. Yeah. That's how, like, we became, like, a lot closer
a
friends.
A lot closer, yeah.
So that's what ended up happening with me and my friends. And, of course, there are going to be some people who, like, aren't going to reciprocate that as much or anything like that, but that's just kind of how life goes. But I ended up with quite a few people that I talked to a lot more than I did before this, which is really weird.
But you know what? Honestly, in spite of everything, things are getting better.
Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. I feel, like, pretty, I don't know.
I feel like things are moving back to normal. But yeah. I also feel like that's why Christmas decorations have been out for a while, is because people want to get back to normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're sold out of our Christmas decorations at Sam's Club.
What?
Yeah.
It's November mm-hmm.
We're like
15th.
We yeah. just sold our display models. We're... They've already gone into canceled status. We don't think we're getting any more in.
Oh my god!
I'm yeah. actually so upset.
mm-hmm.
Well,
all
right.
Nice. We took that into a tangent.
I know. Should we move into like? I don't know. I feel like we ended on a happy note, but I feel like we should
we
move
did.
Into
we
like
sort
a happy
of did,
topic.
But we should talk about like really happy things. Like
yeah,
our
yeah.
Favorite
let's do it.
Things.
Let's
I know
do that.
Things
you
that
know?
Make us smile.
Yeah.
Yes. So
I love smiling.
So we're gonna.
Smiling
is my favorite. Do we? Oh my gosh. Were we going to do favorite and least favorite? Were we going to, like, juxtapose it, or?
For some, like, some of them, there's
maybe
not
some
really
them?
A least favorite. I mean, if you have a
who knows,
a
maybe
favorite.
I am very passionately against the color blue.
I mean, that.
Tyler didn't even hear you because he's on his new iPhone.
Of course he is. We knew this was going to happen.
He's just, put your phone
I
down.
I heard what you said.
Are you going
to
confront
blue.
Him, or? Just we're, let that slide?
You know, just let it slide.
Someone
you know.
Said that about yellow. It would be over. And I'm a pacifist.
Color is not that deep to me. If you
what?
Don't like blue,
it's very
you don't
deep
like
to
blue.
Me.
Yeah. Sierra, why don't you
one might say
us
color only goes skin deep. I hate myself.
Yeah. Well.
All right.
Wait.
But yeah, what is everyone? I, obviously blue, Tyler. Yep. Favorite color.
All of my clothes are blue.
Sierra's is obviously yellow.
Yeah. It is, in fact, yellow. I'm so sorry. My mom texted me this picture that she's decorating for Christmas. Sorry, this is such a tangent. I just have to say. But she bought these little, they're little like deer with legs that are like plaid. They're really cute at Michael's, okay? And she put them in these little orbs that she had, but she texted me and she said, I broke all their legs. They'll never get away now. And she had to take their legs. She had to take their legs off to fit them in the orbs. And the fact that she said they'll never get away now, I just can't.
That is so
mom
funny.
Jokes.
Mom jokes.
Crafty mom jokes.
That is so
yes,
funny.
My favorite color is yellow. I am known as the yellow gal all across campus and in every aspect of my life. And I don't want it any other way.
There you go.
You literally bleed yellow.
I do bleed yellow.
Even I have a coworker who was in one class with Sierra during freshman year, and she's literally like, oh, she's that yellow girl.
That's me.
The one that has the yellow shoes and the yellow backpack and the yellow computer and the yellow iPad.
And half the time, I think they mean it as an insult, but I take it as a compliment. It's my brand.
I don't think she's insulting or complimenting. It's just, like, stating the obvious.
Observation. Yeah.
Like, it's how I honestly made a couple friends that way. Like, I ended up sitting with people in my biostats class who ended up being in the same honorary as me. So, and they called me Yellow Gal, and they're like, we need to create a GoFundMe to get Yellow Gal some yellow pants.
Yellow is your is a personality trait for you.
For me. And I get all of those TikToks. Like, if you see the TikToks where it's, like, people accessorizing with their favorite color,
yes.
And it's, like, something simple for green or blue or whatever, and then yellow, they're just in all yellow.
All yellow.
Seven different people send me the exact same TikTok.
Anytime I see anything yellow, I'm like, Sierra.
This is what Sierra. I want. I would like an established Sierra. Brand. It's my vibe.
There Eric, you what's your favorite color?
I don't really have a particular favorite. I think like my subgroup of favorite colors, like the ones that I gravitate towards the most, would probably be like red, blue, and green.
Okay.
Nice.
I like those colors.
I see it.
Yeah. Nice. So
and you?
I gravitate towards red, white, and blue, but I don't.
See,
I
literally
do.
Same.
No.
And it has
like,
nothing to do with like the USA.
Oh, mine does.
Well, like kind of, but like. It just happens to be the colors, honestly.
I love red, white, and blue. And also, thank God I went to U of A, because Bear Down, red, white, and blue. My blue. Club volleyball was red, white, and blue. Like, just all around. But my favorite color is black. Like,
to be honest, like that's probably my go-to color for most everything.
But I also, like, my phone case is, like, 70s swirls and flowers
yeah,
and
cute.
Stuff. But, like, I don't know. I just black
like
is sleek.
Black. Mm-mm.
Really?
As he wears black jeans.
Because I went to church and, like, the khaki ones weren't clean.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
The reason why I have these black jeans is because the previous church that I went to, we had to wear all black. And, oh, my gosh, I hated every moment of it. But you know what?
I love all black.
It was worth it.
I love it. Okay, but what about least favorite colors?
Brown.
Like, brown, black, like.
Any of those, really? Like, neutral colors I'm not a fan of. Like, beige. Oh.
I love, like, nature tones.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Like, browns and grays and whites and, like, sunset colors, all those. But the color I really don't like is rose gold.
Vanessa.
I really don't. I do not
Vanessa,
like rose gold.
Vanessa, you just... We're going to stop being friends.
When you were talking about your computer and, like, all that stuff being rose gold and, like, you love rose gold, I was like...
My literal wedding ring is going to be rose gold.
No.
Yes.
No. Like, my favorite, if we're talking, like, metallics, shotgun metal.
Like, the, like, dark gray?
Like, dusty gray?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
like, graphite?
Gold.
Kind of, yeah. It's, like, more shiny, though.
Hmm.
So lead?
Aren't those the same thing?
Is it? I don't know.
No,
whatever.
Graphite
I'll show you
and lead are not the
same. Okay, thing. Like it's kind of like the space gray but darker.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I really like those colors. But when you said rose gold, I was like,
I think rose gold is so cute. Like if I had to pick, like that's why it's really hard because I'm thinking about like for my wedding, I really want a rose gold wedding ring. So I'm like. The decorations have to kind of match that, but I want to do yellow, and yellow is more gold than rose gold, so I might just say screw it and just throw rose gold and yellow together.
I hope you figure that out.
I don't think it's going to look very good, but hey, it's my wedding.
And you'll pick out the colors you if you want to.
It's exactly true. Yeah.
All right. What's next? Tyler's in the bathroom. So.
Yeah, so we're just going to keep chugging along with this. Candy. Didn't we kind of discuss this with the Halloween episode?
Yeah.
Like, just a little bit?
But I don't know if we, like, we just talked about, like, Halloween candy specifically
yeah.
that you
that's
like, really
true.
Get during Halloween. But I don't, that's hard.
Oh, mine's very easy.
What?
M&M pretzels.
Oh, yeah,
hands
we discussed,
oh, right,
yeah,
we
discussed
did.
That.
Hands
yeah,
down.
Love
I could literally eat bags on bags of M&M pretzels and not get sick of them.
I really, honestly, this is hard.
I feel that way about either Reese's
mm-hmm.
or peanut M&M's.
I don't.
So you like
I don't
peanut
like
butter.
Peanuts or
see,
nuts.
So I don't know what it was. Something happened over the last I don't know 2 months where I
oh yeah.
I don't know what happened, but I like peanut butter was just not a part of my life. It wasn't in my pantry. I didn't do anything with it. And then for whatever reason, I don't know what. I honestly don't know what it was. But at some point, I ended up with a jar of peanut butter in my pantry or fridge or whatever. And I just like, I was like, I haven't had peanut butter in a long time. And I just like ate a little bit of it. And it just sent me over the edge to the point that there was, I hit like an all-time low with peanut butter where it was like late at night before I was going to bed, which is when all of these things happen. And I was just like, I'm not really that hungry, but like I could go for some peanut butter. And literally stood in my kitchen.
10 minutes late there.
No, like stood in my kitchen with a spoon and an open jar of Jif natural peanut butter, just spooning it out of the jar, right? And like trying to make it justifiable by taking like these little teeny tiny spoonfuls. Like, it's fine. It's not an actual serving size.
There's no calories.
And then 10 minutes later, after I've probably had 5 servings of freaking Jif, then I'm like, okay, well, that was a lot. But it got worse because I got honey because I was like, I could go for some like peanut butter and honey. And I literally got a bottle of honey, squeezed some honey in the peanut butter jar. And I was like, well, I can't leave honey in the peanut butter jar.
I have to finish all of it that the honey is cut.
Exactly. So I have to like scrape off the top so that the honey is no longer in the peanut butter jar.
Oh,
dude, it was the worst. I texted Tyler. I was all like, Tyler, I've hit a new low.
Yep.
like, I've hit a new it's correct. Done.
It's so bad. So but I don't know what it was, and it's been, like, a problem for the past, like, 2 months.
So he gravitates towards the peanut butter candy. Honestly, I love sour candy.
Mm-hmm.
I love sour candy.
Yeah.
Sour Skittles.
Oh, those are good.
Preferably
sour
the
patch
green
watermelons.
Ones.
Yes.
Those are also good.
Those.
I like the watermelons better than the Sour Patch
Kids. I'm not the biggest fan of those. No, just sour. What?
I like the sour, too. Get that from my mother. My mother loves sour.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like Warheads? Oh, my God. Those are so good.
Warheads.
Once I get past the sour part, I just spit them out.
Oh.
Oh.
Or I just take the whole Warhead and I start chewing on it. Like, with the sour on it so it lasts longer.
Nice.
Good stuff.
Nice.
Does anyone have a least favorite candy?
Yeah. What are those things?
Dots.
No. No. No, those stupid chocolate-covered raisins.
Yeah, those
raisinettes.
Do.
And
I
they
mean,
give you those as candy.
Yeah.
Like the ones we have in the closet.
Yeah,
yeah, those are horrible.
Disgusting.
Horrible.
I don't
this
like.
This is fine.
No, I just suck the chocolate off and then spit the raisins.
Oh,
out.
That
now that
so
one we can
nasty,
go for.
Vanessa. Am I gonna open that bag and just
no,
see like, wet raisins in there?
Because I would
there?
Spit it.
Have
in
you
the
seen the way she eats a Twix? Does
yeah,
this surprise
don't
you?
Don't remind me. Don't remind me.
Stop. Leave me alone. Rubberly.
No, you don't.
I do in my book.
Liz? You make it such an issue. It's like
so fun. Okay, it
out.
Feels like there's like more candy
what?
And a cookie.
This is like me with a jar of peanut butter. It's like if I only had
yeah,
a little
exactly.
bit
so
at
you
a
know
time.
What? Leave
you
me
know?
Alone. Leave me alone. Those are the worst. No, I take it back. Those black licorice.
Black licorice,
facts.
Anything
but
is gross.
No,
I don't
I
like
black
licorice.
Licorice but
I
there's
do not.
These specific little candies that are like. Purple and yellow, or no, purple, pink, and
white. I know what you're talking about. I mean,
horrible.
I don't know, like, least favorite. I feel like I don't really like nuts or peanut butter or anything like that, so anything with that. Or coconut. I really don't like coconut.
Almond joys are so good.
Yeah, almond
like
joy
coconut.
Mounds are my worst nightmare.
Those
they have coconut and nuts in them.
And dark chocolate.
Mounds don't.
Ugh.
Those
mounds
are, so
are just.
Good.
Wait,
mounds
I thought
just
the. Wait, I.
Almond joys have an almond.
Yeah.
Mounds are dark chocolate covered coconut.
Oh, I could have sworn those the actual so mounds were
no,
the nuts.
No, I think there is a nut. I'm
there is
it up.
Not. There is
looking
not.
It up.
Almond joys have nuts. Mounds don't. Okay, you're right.
Yeah.
it's the theme song. Okay. I do be dumb.
Oh, my gosh. Wait. Oh. You're right. There's nothing in them.
Okay.
I like how almost everyone pulled out their phone for this. It's like, let's not trust Eric when it comes to candy.
Sorry. Anyways. Okay, what's next?
But what about, like, food? Favorite foods. Now, this is going to be hard because there's a lot of food out
Mine's
there.
Mine's not hard either.
But like, if you could have, like, one food.
Okay, here's steak. The thing. Here's the thing. I have two different answers to that. Favorite food, I have a different answer to if I could only eat one food. Favorite food, hands down, chocolate-covered strawberries. Live for them. Love them. If I could only eat one food, it would be a burrito because you can put anything in that. I eat a breakfast burrito every morning. Literally every morning. So... Okay, yeah, that's mine.
Mexico got it figured out with the tortillas, man.
Listen, burritos are just supreme.
Okay, this is incredibly difficult. I really love tacos, but like
tacos
hard shell tacos.
Oh, you lost me.
homemade authentic hard shell taco, like where they fry the tortilla.
Yeah, those are so good. So good. I love
They fry the ones that you buy at the store.
Yeah, yeah, but no, that's different. It's still kind of soft, but it's fried, so like you could say it's hard.
Well, I like them either.
Do you know what I'm saying? No.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. But I'm
those
talking
are better.
Like, I'm talking like if you go to like the Taco Bell type of shell, the tortilla, like it's a tortilla chip
in the shape
so
of
the
a
one,
taco
yeah,
shell.
Yeah, so the one that like the ones you would buy at the store.
Yeah, those. Yeah, those are so good. I love tacos. Okay, but I also am just I don't know. I could eat, like, salami and cheese and eggplant and olives.
So, like, a charcuterie board.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh,
so the antipasto at the restaurant.
Yeah. Kay. I love that.
I could eat
that.
I could live off of that.
Day and night.
Absolutely.
Every
100%.
Meal. Snack, breakfast, lunch,
100%.
Dinner. 100%. Mm. Glass of wine. Maybe a little espresso after.
Whoa.
Wow. That is my all-time
Push
favorite.
Push me to the edge.
That is literally the best thing ever.
Yeah, it
it's
is.
It's like when you take the, what are they called? They bring you a silver platter at the nice fancy places I've never been, but you know what I'm talking about, where they lift the thing off.
All the Disney movies? Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best. Mm. Good stuff. Who didn't say their favorite?
I think we...
Did
you say yours, Eric?
No.
What's yours?
Grilled chicken.
Just
Jerk.
Add chicken. It's the plus sign and then chicken.
Yeah, so I really like red velvet cake and just throw a chicken on the top and hoo-wee.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
No. Man, I really don't know, to be honest with you. I'm not too picky when it comes to most foods. Like, I have least favorite foods, like things that I just don't enjoy. But when it's most anything else, I'm pretty not picky. Like, I had a friend... I had a friend who asked me what kind of snacks they wanted me to bring over for a movie night, and I was like, literally anything under the sun, just not ranch.
Yeah, we went through this. You don't like ranch.
Yeah, I just don't like ranch. Like, there's it's honestly sauces. Like, there's just certain sauces that
what?
I don't really like. I don't like that. I don't like Thousand Island. I don't like ranch.
I don't like Thousand
I don't like
Island.
Blue cheese.
I love
don't
blue
like
cheese.
Blue cheese.
Do you like barbecue sauce?
Yeah.
Okay, we can be friends.
No, like there's definitely sauces that I do like for sure.
Sauce. Is just
spectacular.
It slaps.
Super. Gorgonzola cream sauce slaps.
It depends on the sauce.
It was arrabbiata.
Arrabbiata sauce. Mm.
Yeah.
Raising Cane sauce.
Agreed.
Drown me.
Very
in
good.
It.
Mm.
Same.
What?
Mm. Eric,
stop.
I'm going to politely ask you to leave.
That
is
fine.
So good.
I could do that.
I'm like, I'll take
good.
It. Bye, guys.
I
like,
literally
I
work here, so.
I love a good dip as well.
It depends.
Spinach artichoke dip. Ugh.
Yeah, man. Mm. Me and Tyler go hard on the spinach artichoke dip.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, I don't know.
Wait, you don't have a favorite food, though?
Not really. I mean, I think if there was like a kind of meal, like I'm almost on board with Sierra saying that a burrito is probably the thing that I would go to most often. Just because it's super convenient. You can put darn near anything
Literally
in it.
Literally anything.
To be honest, yeah, you can. Have you ever had like tortilla with a little bit of peanut butter and a little bit of Nutella some
yeah.
and honey?
So when I was first, when I first started losing weight, I would get these small tortillas, and I would make like little like breakfast wraps, taquitos or stuff, yeah. like dessert wraps, and I would do like a little tortilla with peanut butter, banana, a little bit of honey.
Mm, that's so
it
good.
It was awesome, man. So I loved that stuff so much. So
yeah. Okay. Well, then you said that there's a lot of foods you don't like. Aside from sauces, what do you not like?
I don't like
desserts. Well, I didn't say there were a lot of foods that I don't like. It's just that I can name foods that I just dislike.
I think it's easier to name foods that you dislike.
Yeah, than mm-hmm. what you like.
Yeah.
What do you not like, Sierra?
I don't have a big sweet tooth in the slightest.
Yeah,
like,
Sierra and I don't like desserts. So there'll be no cake at our wedding.
Thank God.
I have a
too
huge.
Expensive.
I'm going to waste money on that if I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, like,
Eric and I are like, dang, we're not getting cake at the wedding.
I know. Vanessa and I are going to be like
you
in the back.
You're getting
just, like,
chocolate covered
crossed.
Strawberries.
You will be having chocolate covered strawberries.
That's so much
love.
Better.
So I much better. I mean,
I'll take both.
Like,
cake is so good.
I don't mm-mm. have a big sweet tooth, so cake or pie, definitely not. But for, like, foods that I, like, really, really hate, I would have to say onions are up there.
Oh.
Onions make me upset. Like, if I bite into an onion in a meal, my whole meal is ruined.
What about, like, onion rings?
No.
Really?
There's an onion
See,
in it.
I don't, she well, said, yeah, no. but, like, no, but, like, I don't like raw onions or,
I do.
I eat onion like an apple.
Yeah, here's yeah. the thing.
I'm not even joking.
I think there's some sort of psychological component to this because Tyler will come up to me with a piece of raw onion and crunch it in my ear, mm. and it makes me
I love onions.
It makes me traumatized. I don't.
I like the crunch, but I'm like.
Me too. Mm, yes. It's kind of got a different type of crunch. It's like a soft crunch.
No. None of this.
We're making noises.
Like, I recognize that onion is important for, like, enhancing flavors, whatever. So. When Tyler cooks,
salt does that.
Well, okay. When
onion does some properties.
When onion, yeah.
When Tyler cooks with an onion, he cooks the whole onion and then he'll just take it out. And that's fine. Like, it's, I mean, the onion flavor I'm not the biggest fan of, but it's biting into an onion that, like, it gives me the shivers. It's like a nails on chalkboard type feeling for me.
That is so weird.
Yeah, I don't like onion.
You are so weird.
Oh, we know.
Oh, right? I know.
I love onion. Okay.
No.
Tyler, is there anything you don't like?
I don't like desserts. Like, yeah, it's the same as Sierra. I don't like sweets.
You guys are really letting
like,
Eric
I mean,
down.
A good cake can be good. Like, your
yeah,
mom, like your mom's cannoli cake. Excellent.
There you go. Get that for your wedding.
Yeah.
Please.
Okay.
Like, there's got to be a cake.
Why don't, here's what we'll do. We'll buy one cannoli cake and we will
and it will
send,
be literally for Vanessa and Eric.
We will send half of it to Vanessa and half of it to Eric.
Yep.
The rest of the weddings
the rest,
are stinking little chocolate
strawberry. Yeah, they're
and
eating
and Eric
their,
are like, what's up?
They're like little yeah, poised, fancy desserts and Vanessa and Eric are just stuffing their faces with cake. It's fine.
You're like, who are those two in the corner? Oh, just man. Our best friends. Don't worry about
we're
it.
Literally
don't worry
like,
about
don't
it.
Worry about it, sweetheart.
We'll put you guys at the kiddie table.
I was
going like,
to say, we're
going to
be like
chairs.
Literally in the corner table as far away from everyone
You'll
as
get
possible.
The cake.
Yeah. Cake. We're like, this is for you, you guys.
Or you can just
like the best man is going to be trying to give a speech, just all like, no, no, no. It's my time. Dig, dig, dig. Here the glass.
My,
it's my time.
My brother. He'll be like, okay.
Ryan, move.
We're trying to eat.
I would never do that. I would never
Literally.
Do that.
I know.
Or, hey, here, we'll put a little thing at the bottom of our invitation, say, bring your own cake.
BYOC.
Bring your own dessert.
Bring your own dessert. If you want something other than chocolate-covered strawberries, provide it.
Because
I will not be taking any cake home.
Yeah, we
you
will not
You don't have
eat
to.
It.
Me and Eric will.
Exactly.
I'm not going to buy you cake. You're going to buy me gifts.
They're going to buy us cake for our wedding now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
Thank you for that idea.
It was already fermenting. I knew it was going to happen.
Cake for their wedding. Happy wedding, you guys. Don't you love it?
Oh, you don't want? Oh, we'll help you with it. Don't worry. It's fine.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Uninvited.
Okay.
No. Oh, my
yeah,
gosh.
Right.
JK.
We'll
yeah,
need a wedding
I could never. I could never. You guys would show up anyways.
They would still be there somehow.
You'd be like, oh, ours got lost in the mail.
Don't worry about it. I know. Yeah. I know. It's okay. We're here now. Party can start.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Is there any food I don't like?
I don't know. Are there any foods that you don't like? Mushy food.
I was gonna
not
say
like mushy food.
I'm not really picky. I don't really love salmon.
I like salmon. Salmon's good.
It depends how it's cooked.
I love fish.
I don't like fish.
I love
not a
fish.
Fan. Like
Ooh, okay. See, I figured it out. If I could eat like one thing for the rest of time, sushi.
Here's sushi. The thing. Oh,
I can. I will eat people under the table with sushi.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
We need to go to like an unlimited sushi.
Oh yeah, no, it's like a problem.
I mean,
it's like popcorn.
I do like sushi, but I'm one of those people that says California they like sushi rolls. And only eats California rolls. Oh
my so you like God. Vegetables and rice.
And fake crab.
There's fake crab in there.
It's fake vegetables crab. And rice. Fake crab
fake
is made
crab
of
is
soy.
Not a vegetable.
It's made of soy.
I thought fake crab was a type
That's
of fish.
That's why it gives me an allergic reaction.
I swear to God. You know this little...
yeah, crab with a K, Sierra, is a fish.
You're telling me...
Put that microphone in front of your face, Eric. We need to hear this.
Eric is losing his mind.
Listen to me. Whenever I would get those little...
I didn't even know this.
Whenever I would get those little rice things with a stick of crab on top, my dad would always tell me that that was fish.
No, Sierra. You're like, wait, what? Wait, okay.
Why do you think it's called imitation crab?
She's like, because it's a fish.
I thought... I'm looking
text,
it up.
Text her dad.
I'm text
You're
my
a liar. Eric is crying. Wait, put the microphone in front of your...
Wait, listen to this. Listen to this.
He's up.
Eric, I'm going to wait until you come back over to this table. Eric...
How many times are we going to pull out our
Listen, listen.
Deep
crab bumps? Sticks, or crab sticks with a K, imitation crab meat, or seafood sticks are a type of seafood made from starch and finely pulverized white fish that has been shaped and cured to resemble the leg of a crab. Is that not fish?
You know, it actually says here that it is the hot dog of the sea.
It's literally made of fish.
The way that you said it.
It contains no crab, only a tiny amount of crab extract.
Oh. What's that?
It says it's a product that uses fish meat to imitate shellfish meat. I'm literally correct. I'm literally
I'm
right.
Right.
So most of the time when you get that imitation crab, it's just soy.
So then can you explain to me why Wikipedia says otherwise?
That's your source.
Can you cite Wikipedia in a college essay?
Bro, probably.
No, you can't.
I'm going to... Listen, I am right.
No, I agree with you that there are certain forms of, like, faux crab, right?
But...
That are made with cornstarch.
Listen,
and,
the real imitation crab isn't as nutritious as the real thing because it contains no actual crab. That's right. The main ingredient is a fish paste called surimi, made from pollock fish with fillers and flavorings such as starch, sugar, egg whites, and crab flavoring. It's there's
but they don't
fish.
Say how much fish as opposed to filler there is.
Eric.
Yeah, how much fish is
Eric,
there?
Eric, my argument was that there's fish in it, and I
How much
correct.
Fish is in imitation crab?
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
All I'm saying is most of the time when you get that fake crab stuff in a sushi roll, like a California roll, it is most often made with...
Can vegetarians eat imitation crab? It's actually comprised of almost entirely fish, typically Alaskan pollock, mixed with egg white, wheat, or another binding ingredient.
Yeah, they do that for, like, fish noodles. I know what those
Ew.
Things are.
Well, you have to... I will literally not end this podcast. We will have a 7-hour podcast until you tell me that I'm right.
No, I need to go to the store.
Eric.
Sierra.
You are going to start the next schism, which is going to be the breaking up of the smart side of the table.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Where are you going, Tyler?
All I was saying was that a lot of times when you get that faux crab or fake fish at a sushi restaurant in the rolls, it's usually just soy.
But it just said that there's fish in it.
I think we're talking about two different things.
What do you mean?
So, okay, here's the thing. What's the next... subject.
So I want to cover Eric. Conspiracy theories. Does anyone have a good
okay,
conspiracy theory?
Okay, they really
theory?
Just cut us off.
They yep. did. We'll continue this
done.
Conversation.
We'll talk about this
You're
later.
Done.
We'll do our own podcast.
Yeah, we're gonna break off be too short.
I want our last question to be conspiracy theories. Who's got a good conspiracy theory?
I don't have any.
I have one.
Yeah, what is it?
So my biggest conspiracy theory
is that crab meat has fish in it?
My biggest conspiracy theory is that imitation crab meat has fish in it. It is not just soy. No, I'm literally kidding. I only said that because Vanessa said it.
I had to.
Okay. My biggest conspiracy theory is that Eric doesn't actually like me. He just likes to make me upset for content on the podcast.
Oh my God. I'm gonna be honest. I think what was so funny about what happened there was when I said that there's no fish in fake crab, and you were like, "Wait, fake crab doesn't have fish?"
No,
like just but like. Aside from all of the other stuff outside of where we went with that, just like listen to how it sounds.
Just me saying fake crab doesn't
have
fish.
Yeah, it's like, wait, fake crab doesn't have fish?
I mean, in theory, but like think about it this way. Like it doesn't have crab, it has fish. They're two different things, allegedly.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. Please continue.
At least Eric and I have our discussions
this is
for
true.
The podcast.
We can't have our discussion. I'm sorry.
I think I know what you're talking about.
So I also know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Does anyone want to hear my conspiracy
theory? I want to hear your conspiracy theory. What's your conspiracy theory?
My real conspiracy theory is that oxygen is like a drug or a hallucinogen that causes us to see life. And when we don't have oxygen, we black out. We can't see life. Like all of this is sort of, not. I don't want to go into deep into the simulation, but oxygen, breathing it in, is what causes us to be able to exist and see all of this. And when we don't have oxygen, that's why we black out. Like, your vision goes black.
You die.
Yeah, no, you die.
No, you can pass out from not having oxygen without dying.
But you will die.
Sure, but like if you just cut oxygen off and never gave it back.
Well, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying like when you don't have enough oxygen in your body, your vision goes black.
Do people have near-death experiences, though, on lack of oxygen? Like do they purport dreams or anything like that?
I don't know. But I just thought that was so interesting because the idea of not having one thing causes everything to stop just kind of blew my mind. And, of course, like I understand like the medical backing of why oxygen is important. But just thinking about it that way of you breathing is like, you know what I mean? Isn't that weird?
I'm confused.
A little bit. I mean, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, too.
Mm-hmm.
I've never, ever thought about
it. Well, okay.
Isn't that weird?
She really started this conspiracy theory off with a big one.
She did.
I don't have any. I'm like Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good
that's
one.
A conspiracy theory, yeah.
Oh, that the crazy. McDonald's ice cream
you know
machine
about that,
is
Eric?
Broken?
The Chuck E. Cheese pizza thing?
You don't?
That they reuse the leftover pizzas off of other tables and compile them together
into
in
one
back.
Pizza.
There's like an act. It's been proven.
Like
100%.
Shane
proven.
Dawson literally did an entire video on
I
it,
watched
and
that.
He went.
He
to Chuck
ordered
E. Cheese.
One.
He ordered one, and the slices don't line up. They don't fit.
The pepperonis
the
don't pepperonis line up.
I mean, I'm gonna be honest though. That doesn't necessarily surprise me.
Oh, absolutely.
No, absolutely. It sounds like something they do, especially Chuck E. Cheese. Peter Piper Pizza would never.
Yeah, seriously.
Ew.
It's kind of nasty.
That's the only one I know because, like, I watched that episode with Tyler. I don't want to go into a ton of conspiracy theories because they can be, What's the word?
Controversial?
Controversial.
Yeah, that's what I'm, that's where I'm at, too. But
yeah.
I think I'm trying to think of, like, a good one.
I have another one, too.
Okay, go.
Okay, this one, it's kind of long and, like, I'm just going to have people look it up. It's called the egg theory, and it's literally, like, based off of this really long Tumblr post that was, like, circulating for a really long time. But basically what the story is you die, right? And then you meet God, and you realize that, and, like, the way that they explain it to you is that every single person that has existed is just, like, a form of you, if that makes sense.
What?
So you are just going through these lives, you're learning different things, you die, you come back as a different person. So like in this example, Vanessa would, like if I was the egg, the main person, like mm-hmm. basically God had done everything, put together all this for me to go through everybody's experiences. If I died, the next time I would come back as Vanessa, live her life, learn her experiences, die, come back as Tyler, live his life, learn his experiences. So we're all just like, it's really meta.
So it's kind of like reincarnation.
Pretty much, but it's more along the lines of like, the entire world was built for one being, soul, to go through all these different experiences, and they kind of describe it.
So would you experience the same exact things, just from a different perspective?
No, see, this is actually one of the reasons I have a hard time with, like, the idea of reincarnation, is because, like, it sounds like a good theory, right? It's like you die, you come back, you get to, like, redo your mistakes type of mm-hmm. thing as guided by... Well, I guess reincarnation would be like what, like the Buddha or whatever. So like mm-hmm. I don't really know too much about it, but from what I understand in terms of how that whole thing works, it's like you live your life and then you're striving for perfection. So if you weren't perfect and you made mistakes, which everyone does, you get reincarnated as something else or something else, like someone mm-hmm. or something else. And then you get a chance to sort of like make up for those mistakes or correct them.
As the other thing, or
whatever. Yeah, but the question that I asked in that was, well, do you remember your past mistakes, right? And the answer is usually no. And
yeah.
To me,
like,
the problem.
What's the point?
Well, exactly. The problem that I would have with that is you're almost in a infinite feedback loop of starting something, making mistakes, which is basically inevitable,
right?
And then starting that whole cycle over again, basically with no chance. I mean.
Well,
I guess if you used the whole, like, existence of humanity as having basically no chance type of thing, but yet we're here kind of argument,
yeah,
then I guess there is a chance for you to learn, but I don't know. Like, that's personally, like, that's the reason I can't buy that.
And the way that this egg theory explains that is you remember all of the experiences and lessons that you've learned in your past lives, but you just don't remember them until... You go through certain experiences kind of along the lines
of where
deja vu comes into play, and you have like dreams of like past memories and stuff like that of things that you don't even recognize but you've actually lived through.
See, but I have deja vu over like stupid things.
Me
like
too.
When I walk into the bathroom and I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, I swear I did that yesterday.
I mean, like,
you're like, well, because I did.
Well, exactly.
You know how my deja vu is? Mine's always situational, and I'm like, I dreamed of this.
Mine is like that too, actually.
No, I have the same experience. I don't remember. There was one that happened kind of recently where something happened and I was in a situation and I could have sworn that I had been in that situation before or that I dreamed it or something to that effect.
Mine, and I never feel like, oh, I did this like 2 days ago. Like, it's, oh, and sometimes it'll last for like a good 15 seconds where I'm like, oh my gosh, it's still happening. I'm still following the dream that I had this dream like 2 days
well,
ago.
Well, so along the line of existential thoughts, there's actually an idea that your dreams are actually more real than your day-to-day life.
Oh no!
The reason for that is this is like an existentialist thing, right? This is a school of psychology, philosophy, right? The idea is that the underlying idea of things is more real than the thing itself. Right?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I think it's really interesting. Like, I think it's really, really interesting because when you, like, take, for instance, a cup, right? It's not like you look at the...
Got it.
Yeah, it's not like you look at the cup and the cup is just a cup on its own without anything around it. It's that you gave it the label as a cup.
Okay, you know what?
Right? Like, you acknowledged it.
Oh,
It's like you acknowledged its underlying meaning, right?
Okay,
or
so
like
wait
its
a second.
Essence.
This goes along with something that I think about all the time is like, who decided that the color red was going to be named red?
No, exactly.
Like, that stuff bothers me.
Or like the idea that how do you know that when you both are looking at the same color red that you guys are seeing the same
thing. Color red. Yeah, and that's when like, okay.
Yeah, it blows my mind.
What if colorblind people are right?
Right.
What if the color that they're seeing is the correct one?
I'm like, why did we, who decided that the color red
well,
is
so that's
red?
A, that's a labeling
like,
thing though,
no,
right?
No, no,
it's kind of like,
okay,
why did someone decide to call this a bottle?
Well, that's why this gets me like, this is one of those things that keeps me up at night is like when I'm okay when Sierra says her favorite color is yellow.
Yes.
Okay. Yellow to her is this bright, like your typical color yellow. But what if someone's like, no, that's blue?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, how do you know that when it's because someone like pointed to a stop sign or an apple and said, that's red. What if when you looked at your red, you saw what my blue looks like?
Okay, here's another thing. These are the things I think about when I'm trying to go to sleep and then I can't sleep, or I'm driving and that's when I'm like, wait, how did I get from point A to point B?
I got to Phoenix already. Wow.
Yeah. Okay, so like, listen, when you're at a stoplight, what color is the stoplight when you have to stop?
Red.
What if it was supposed to be green and we're just stopping at these red lights?
Because okay. it's agreed upon terms. Like this is.
But who agreed upon these terms?
Your ancestors.
I don't know. You don't know that.
No, I do. No, Vanessa, you want to know how I know that? Because we do it.
That's okay, just getting into the issues of like linguistics and why things are called.
No, exactly.
What they're
called. But like that's.
I don't think that's like a philosophy psychology.
It's really not. Like this is a historical thing, right?
Yeah.
Because eventually this is actually a good point with this goes right back into the whole idea that the idea of something or the essence of something is more real than the thing itself.
Yes.
Because before language was established, no matter where it was established, right? The idea took precedence. So before we had like written language and things of that nature, you had ideas.
Yes, but okay.
And you had things that were used for specific purposes, right? And those purposes were agreed upon by different people.
No, I know that. Don't get me wrong. I know that. But then I'm always like, well, why is this one thing? Why wasn't it another thing? And then it's like, here we go. I'm spiraling into Vanessa's thoughts, okay? I'm letting you know what it is. Okay, so like I said, red is red to us because that's what we know. But what if...
Well, no. Okay, hold on. This is where it's problematic, right? Because you're saying that red is red to us because it's what we know. We stop at red lights, right?
Uh-huh.
There's an idea there.
But red, the color red behind it is like... Stop,
red is alerting.
Bad, alert, yeah. But like...
I could tell you why.
I don't want to know why. I'm just trying to tell you my existential crisis is
no,
like, keep
what,
me up.
What things in nature that you see most often resemble the color red?
Lobsters. I mean, I'm sorry,
what?
Lobsters.
I'm just thinking. I'm sorry. You said lobsters. Things, you said things in
no,
nature, and
I
my
know.
First thought was
like
lobsters.
Fire.
Fire.
Right.
Blood.
Blood.
Yeah, I'm
signals
sorry.
Of bad.
Right. So red is associated with threat. Or something to pay attention to.
Right.
And so it makes sense that you would have a stoplight, which is a pay attention to color.
Okay, well, I was just trying to explain what keeps me up at night, and I didn't even...
And now you don't have to stay up at night.
Well, I didn't... I'm still going to, because it just leads into a lot of other things.
We'll keep talking about this.
It's just...
Not tonight, but we'll keep talking about this.
No, we don't have time.
No, Eric's time tonight is the imitation crab meat argument with me. I've reserved it.
It'll have to be another time. Is apparently what we've established.
It's just a lot. We spent a lot of time talking about imitation crab tonight, and it has led us to really just experience some weird things over here. So, in case anyone was wondering, Tyler has zipped himself up in his jacket while he's attached to the chair,
and he has tied the sleeves around his neck. It's kind of a cute halter top.
Honestly, I think this is a fashion statement.
Definitely is, over the button-up shirt.
Oh, yeah.
This is so uncomfortable.
Oh, he's really doing it.
I'm really doing it.
I think we're done.
I do think that we have reached the cap for tonight.
I think you're done, too.
This is funny. This is funny, though, because this is the second week in a row where we've had, like, a plan.
And it's just completely derailed.
And it's the
same plan that we had
last time. Where
actually,
we were,
that's true, where we were going to play Would You Rather.
But now we are also not going to play it today.
Okay, so here's what we're going to have to do, then, is we're going to have to play Would You Rather first.
Next, yeah.
Yeah.
We also have a ton of favorites that we didn't get to. We got to three.
Yeah.
So we could do favorites part one, and then maybe next
yeah.
week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. These
know,
are,
revisit.
Yeah, this is what, it's going to be a part one, and then we're going to have
yeah,
part
yeah.
two. We just got too excited. And
I told you we were going to have opinions. Like, we're going to have opinions on these things.
We should call every episode opinions. Opinions part one. Opinions part two. Opinions part two.
Eventually have, like, opinions part 74. Yes.
What did you say?
What?
Tyler's just singing over there.
You can't get up. You're attached
You're going to forget that you're attached to the chair and stand up, and the chair is going to go flying.
This chair is already, like, breaking.
Yeah.
Like, a piece comes off.
Breaks a little bit more every single week.
Yeah. Well, thanks for listening, you guys. Yeah.
Thank you.
That was a lot. We'll meet you next week.
We appreciate it.
Amidst the many rabbit holes that you went down.
Make sure that you follow us on all of our social media and on Instagram, official, @official_4shore, like the number 4, F-O-U-R. Go listen to us, subscribe, leave a comment.
Subscribe.
Share.
Yeah, definitely share, because word of mouth is king in this particular industry. So,
and we love all of our listeners.
Yeah.
So we'll catch you on the flippity flip.
Absolutely. Have a good night, guys.
Have a good week, everyone.